This is a special occasion in parliamentary democracy.
What a disgraceful position you adopt.
The minister will resume his seat.
You've been warned twice. That's your last warning.
Parliament's back in Canberra and there are several big political moves afoot. Joining me from our studios at Parliament House is the political editor of The Guardian Australia, Lenore Taylor. Thanks for coming back.
Yeah, good afternoon, Patricia.
So I spoke to Matthias Cormann and David Leinhelm and Ricky Muir earlier about the government's shake-up of Senate voting. You think there are three big questions hanging over these reforms. What are they?
Well, I mean, to me, the issue is how you separate self-interest from the national interest. And so the parties that are voting for these things are the ones that are going to benefit from them. But that doesn't mean they're doing it only out of self-interest. Let me explain. I think these changes will, and most sophologists and experts like Anthony Green agree with this, will to some extent benefit the coalition. They'll entrench the position of the Greens and Nick Xenophon, and they're the people that are going to pass it through the Senate. But there are also good reasons to do it in terms of not having people elected on tiny proportions of the vote, like Ricky Muir, who was elected on 0.5% over the heads of all those candidates who got more votes than him. And even if he's, you know, he's grown into the job, which I think he really has, and he's doing quite a good job, that's not a particularly democratic outcome. So it's this kind of conflict, if you like, between the sort of cynical side of me that says, well, hang on, the people who are going to benefit are voting for this, and the good reasons to do it because of what happened, particularly in the last Senate election.
That's right. And you can't get a perfect system. You're always aiming to try and get the most democratic system, aren't you?
No. And I mean, it does look like a compromise. Like, it's not exactly what that joint committee recommended, and it seems to have been changed because of the negotiations that the government has done with the Greens and Senator Xenophon. And that, of course, is because Labor's basically dealt itself out of this because it was so divided it couldn't agree on what it thought. I think it's going to come out in opposition. That's the sense of it. But Shadow Cabinet's meeting tonight and we'll confirm that. But, you know, the Senate team and Gary Gray and Alan Griffin just couldn't agree for months on end, and we're having this big fight about it. And so the government had to really negotiate with the Greens and Senator Xenophon. And so we've got this sort of slight variation on what the committee process threw up in the first place.
And News Poll has the government back to 50-50 with Labor on the two-party preferred. At last count, it was 53-47. What's behind the six-point turnaround? The conventional wisdom is, well, the government's just been really, really mixed up about its tax concept. Do you think it does come down to that?
I think the sort of the good sense of the voters is behind the outcome. You know, the government has been having a pretty ordinary couple of weeks. It doesn't, it hasn't advanced clear plans about what it wants to do. It seemed to be sort of heading in one direction on the GST, and then it, you know, reversed that quite dramatically. And Bill Shorten and Labor have seemed to kind of find their mojo a bit and announce policies which are kind of big and risky, but which they were prepared to argue. And so I think voters are thinking, well, hang on, maybe this is more of a competition than we thought it was. But that said, I think we have to be careful too. We've had a Fairfax poll that showed a bit of a narrowing and then this News poll. That's not quite a trend yet. So my word of caution would be that on polls, I like to see two or three or four in a row before we start making big prognostications on the back of them.
But what's interesting is the support for Labor's negative gearing policy at 47% in favour. Does it show that the public shifted on this?
Well, I think it shows that they're sensible enough to know that you can't, I mean, the government's argument seems to be that it's a dreadful thing for there to be a reduction in the speed or the quantity of house price rises. You can't, on the one hand, acknowledge that there's a housing affordability crisis. On the other hand, say, oh, but it's a terrible thing if all existing homeowners don't see their house price sort of go up as quickly as it has been over the, you know, the past 10 years or so. And I think people know that. And a lot of the people who might be the ones that Malcolm Turnbull is targeting with his kind of scare campaign about what Labor's policy might mean for existing homeowners are also the parents of the people who want to get into the housing market and can't. And so I think this debate's got a fair way to run. I'd like to see some more factual basis to some of the claims that are being made on all sides of the argument. You know, it is most people's biggest asset. So messing around with it, you want to be very sure about what's going to happen. But I think people are, you know, people are open to the idea because the housing market has become so impossible to get into in major cities. And there's so many, you know, young and middle-aged people who are struggling with that. And people kind of figure that the size of the mortgage that most families have to carry is kind of crazy.
Well, Lenore, it certainly makes politics a little more competitive and maybe a little bit more interesting to watch as a result. Thank you for joining us.
It is. I actually think we're shaping up for a really interesting kind of policy-heavy election campaign. And for my money, that's a really good thing.
Yeah, they're my favourite type when they're actually ideas on the table. Thanks.
93 was the best one ever.
Let's see if this one can beat 93. That is Lenore Taylor, the political editor of The Guardian Australia, who loves a policy-based election. She's exclusively revealed on RN Drive.